Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
Hi, and welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and today we're answering another user-submitted question. You can send your questions in. Make sure you check out our website, BibleLineMinistries.org, and you'll see there where you can send a question. You can read previous questions that have been answered, and there's so much more. Articles, years of sermons from Dr. Hank Lindstrom, Dr. Ralph Yankee Arnold, who all ran Bible Line at one point. There's just a lot of information there. So check it out, put it in your bookmark tabs, and make sure you send a question. There's no such thing as a stupid question. I would say the only stupid question is the one that is not asked. So make sure that you send in your questions. If you're here for the first time, welcome. Nice to have you here. If you're coming back to our YouTube channel, welcome back. Make sure that you subscribe, hit the notification bell, so that every time that we upload a video, you find out about it. Then be sure to like, comment, share, all those different things, because it all helps us in the YouTube algorithm. We want this to be successful so that people get saved. We're not necessarily all about the numbers, but the numbers do gauge our performance on the platform. The more you can help out with that, the more people will be able to hear the clear gospel, and that's what we're all about. So today's question, it's a really good question, demands a really good Bible answer. It's submitted on our website, and I am going to be reading from the answer that I provided. You can check it out there as well. Here's the question. I attend a church where the pastor is convinced you can sin enough to lose your salvation. He claims if you're not changed at the time of being saved, you were not saved to begin with. The renewing of your mind, which is in Romans 12, he claims is when you accept Jesus into your life. And this has really given me doubts on my own salvation because I'm a smoker and I struggle with lust. I'm married, and my wife and I have had several arguments over the once saved, always saved doctrine. My pastor always uses this phrase, if you're not saved, get saved. And if you're saved, stay saved. Boy, maybe some of you are watching today and you finally understand the gospel, but you can remember being where this guy is. I think that's true for a lot of our viewers. Maybe you're here today and you have heard the same thing. If you want to get saved, get saved. If you're already saved, stay saved. What is that? It's not biblical. It's just jargon and mumbo jumbo, and we should be able to take it and compare it with the Word of God and find out which is true. There are some excellent points that are brought up here. The Bible is clear when it comes to the doctrine of eternal security. It is the gospel message. Romans 8, 38 through 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In John 10, 28 through 30, we see eternal security also listed. There needs to be some clarification in regards to the renewing of your mind as being the acceptance of Jesus into one's life. That's not what's being talked about in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Let's look at Romans 12, 1 and 2. Now I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Hold on. Brethren. We're not talking about the world or people that are lost. We're talking about believers. I beseech you, therefore, believers, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable, and here it is, service. This is not talking about salvation. This is talking about presenting our bodies, dying to self, living unto the will of God to get the gospel message out. This is talking about service. Then you have verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, believer, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We can't see from the context here where the phrase renewing your mind is talking about accepting Jesus into your life. No, the believer has simply believed what Jesus has said is true for them, and they receive as a free gift everlasting life. The renewing of your mind comes from service, walking in the Spirit, not walking after the lust of the flesh, applying what the Bible teaches in your life. This is how we renew our mind. It has nothing to do with our salvation. So that's the first thing here. But is there a change that is required for salvation? Well, there is a change that happens, but it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with what is promised to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says this, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." The thing passed away here is the penalty of sin and the certain separation from God we once faced as lost men. That's what's passed away. Our sin nature doesn't go anywhere, but we are no longer going to be sent to hell. We are now positionally in Christ. We're justified. We're set apart. The new nature that we have is a new ability to walk in the Lord. As Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. So there is a change that happens, but that change is not measured by your works. That change is the positional. You have been translated from death into life. You'll never be brought into condemnation again. When this pastor says, if you want to get saved, get saved. If you want to stay saved, stay saved. That doesn't make any sense biblically. In fact, the only way that I know I'm saved is because Jesus paid for all of my sins on the cross. That inspires me to live a sanctified and holy life. That's why we should serve the Lord, not to stay saved. When you're saved forever. 1 John 5:13, "These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." Neither that verse is true or it's not. If it's true, then we can know that we have eternal life right now, and it's eternal life. We can never lose it. And the change that happens is the new birth, born again, is what Jesus says to Nicodemus and is what is taught in 2 Corinthians 5:17. I hope this gives you an answer. I hope it gives you comfort and peace in the gospel. And next time, we'll have another question. We can't wait to see you. Until then, see you later.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.